Speaking of tools, when it comes to the care and keeping of this great grass, pesticides are a wonder drug for you.
Absolutely. Herbicide alone has had a dramatic difference in the productivity and carrying capacity of our rangeland. And I personally, herbicide has made it possible for me to be successful in the ranching business and raise a family and so forth and be able to make a living in ranching, which I love, versus if I hadn't had that tool, I would have been a part-time rancher and had to go to town and get a job. And I'm so thankful that I didn't have to do that.
Because what would have taken over the grass if you hadn't used the herbicide?
Well, in my situation, our ranch was about 70% covered with post oak and blackjack, and the blue stem grass was still there underneath, but as that brush got thicker over the years, it suppressed the growth of the grass to the point that it just simply wouldn't produce enough grass to have the carrying capacity that I needed to run enough cattle to make a living off of it. So if it hadn't been for Dow and other companies coming up with the herbicides to control that brush and also weeds that, for instance, landleaf ragweed, which is one of the big invaders in our part of the country, I just simply wouldn't have been able to run enough cattle to make a living.
Did I misspeak when I said called a pesticide? I mean, I should have said herbicide.
Well,
that comes under
no,
the
they all come under the. You got insecticides, which is a pesticide that, and that's another huge advance. I can remember when horn flies, that's the fly that you see by the multiplied thousands on cattle's backs in the summertime. And I can remember before the insecticides were available, you'd just see huge clouds of horn flies raise and lower on the backs of cattle. It blocked the sun really above a herd of cattle as you were driving them, and you had to keep your mouth closed because they'd get in your mouth. So I'll never forget the first DDT that we sprayed on our cattle, which was 1946, and I thought, oh my Lord, this is the greatest miracle that's ever come along, and it truly was. The bad news was that the flies developed an immunity to it, and we had to change to others. But today we have a wonderful thing. It's like a flea and tick collar, only it's in the form of an ear tag. And at the start of the grazing season, the start of warm weather, we simply put one of those in approximately the first of April in each animal, and it gives you excellent fly control for several months. Then as the tag begins to wear out, we start feeding the cattle a small amount of supplement, and so that they're gathered up, and we can just drive by and put a very small amount of insecticide across in just one pass and control what flies are coming back. So it's been a wonderful thing, and cattle don't gain weight very well when they're fighting flies. So it's helped a lot.
There was another tool, I thought you said. It was herbicide and another tool that you gave credit for the success of the ranch.
Well, of course, the advent of commercial fertilizer for our tame grass, and of course for the cropland that grows the milo and corn and so forth that cattle are finished on, Without the advent of the commercial fertilizer industry, agriculture would have not made anything like the progress that it has. The genetic work, both with animals and with crops, even before the wonderful things they're doing genetically with the crop science today, but the hybridization of corn, it's amazing what that did for corn production. A lot of people don't realize, but in addition to ethanol, corn sweetener, if you read on the label of most any bottle of soda pop today, the sweetener in there is not pure cane sugar from Hawaii. It's corn syrup from Iowa, or some of the other corn producing places in the United States. So corn has so many, many uses, and that's the reason from us in agriculture, at least in animal agriculture, we're a little chagrined that the ethanol industry, in our opinion, is taking a little too big a share of the corn crop.